Thanks a lot, Dan. That was a great theme song. You're listening to The Farm Report. It's Wednesday. It's 5. We are here in Bushwick, Brooklyn, the capital of the world, as far as I'm concerned, at Roberta's Restaurant. You're listening to the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Jack Inslee, and I'm here with the lovely and beautiful
Heather Hyman.
Heather Hyman, as always. And today we are sponsored by Acme Smoked Fish. Acme Smoked Fish is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and they've been a mainstay in New York's culinary landscape for over 55 years. Using an old-world recipe, Acme produces the finest smoked salmon, whitefish, and sable that discerning palates demand. For more information on where to find Acme, Blue Hill Bay, or Ruby Bay products, visit www.acmesmokedfish.com. And today we have a very special guest on the phone with us. Shelly Rogers, director of What's Organic About Organic. Are you there, Shelly?
I'm here.
How are you today?
Hi.
We have we know you have a busy week here in New York. You are premiering your new film, What's Organic About Organic.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're really excited to learn a little bit more about this film and how you got to produce and direct it. Can you tell us a bit about your background and what brought you to this place and state today?
Well, the film kind of started as part of my graduate thesis project, and it was actually my thesis question is now the title of the film. Mm.
Ah.
And, yeah.
Oh, no, no.
No, that's great.
Okay. And so, while I was there, I was studying media, culture, and communication, but then I ended up taking a course at the film school with a professor named George Stoney, who's been a filmmaker since the 1930s. And I started the project there, and it just kind of, once I got out of school, I applied for a grant, and then it just snowballed.
Wow.
So this is the first film you've directed?
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. Pretty good reception for a first film.
Yeah. It's been a long road, but I'm really grateful for everybody who's been involved and helped us along the way. It's been Anna LaPay was there last night, and she was talking about how, there's so many analogies between food and film, and it's kind of like the community-supported film is like community agriculture. Yeah. It's a very similar model.
Well, we know that you mentioned Anna LaPay last night. It seems you have some different panels going on this week. Can you tell me about the panels that you have and what the differences amongst them are and why you are, having the certain panelists that you are?
Yeah, we are featuring several different folks today, mostly from Grow NYC.
Mm-hmm.
It's the folks who run the green markets here, and then Bob Lewis from the New York State Ag and Markets Department is going to be here. Sally Comer from the New York Watershed Agricultural Council,
mm-hmm.
and Fred Kirschenman he's the president of Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture.
And this is just one panel that you have set up. And is this one a focus, it sounds like, on, farm markets or environment? Like, what is the focus for this panel?
For tonight, it's about the ability of farmers' markets to create a direct relationship between people, their food, and farmers.
And basically, you're going to relate this to your movie?
Yeah. And just some of the issues that that we face kind of with the New York City green market and how they can, continue to grow and bring more farmers into the fold and get good, healthy food to New Yorkers.
Now, what kind of perspective on all this stuff did you have before making the film? Were you ever interested in this whole, agriculture world, or did you sort of find out all about all this after the film?
Yeah, I always kind of grew up, my mom had a garden, and we grew our own vegetables in the summer, and we would can and pickle and all that good stuff. Mm. And so I grew up with an appreciation for, having my hands in the soil.
Totally.
And then throughout school, I always worked in restaurants. Mm. And so that was a big part of kind of the inspiration or how I got to where I was so interested in food and agriculture, because serving food to people and I didn't know where it came from.
That's exactly how I ended up where I am today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How funny.
Well, there's that direct connection, and you're, you know, linking, in a way, you know, consumers to the producer, and that's kind of what your film is about. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you have starring in this film and why?
Well, there's several people starring in the film, mm-hmm. and they're mostly farmers. Jim Gardner is a farmer upstate. He's part of the crop cooperative and sells under the Organic Valley label. And he is an incredibly talented farmer and really knowledgeable and really in touch with the way that farmers have done things before the introduction of chemicals to the system. And John Grzynski is a farmer who sells right here in New York City. He sells at the Union Square Green Market on Saturdays. And he is really just a pioneer in terms of, you know, direct marketing and creating that relationship with his citizens, as he calls them. He doesn't call them consumers. Mm-hmm. And then Marty Mesh, who's actually arriving tonight, which is exciting. He's been a farmer for a long time, but most recently, for the past 20 years, he's been running Florida Organic Growers and doing really great work both internationally and nationally on policy and education and certification. He runs a certification program also. So he's got multiple perspectives and is really involved in the industry also. He just served a 9-year term on the Organic Trade Association, so he's been the voice of the small farmer on multiple levels. Yeah.
Nice.
And then Urvashi Rangan is in the film. She is from Consumers Union, and she heads up their Eco Labels website and does a lot of policy analysis and public education about what different eco labels mean, how meaningful they are, how they are either verified or not, and, you know, helping consumers, you know, as they call them, consumers.
Consumers, co-producers.
What the value is in whatever it is that they're buying.
It's an incredible collection of people. How did you make all these connections?
There's more, actually.
My God.
I know. It sounds like you're going to learn a lot from watching this movie.
Where did you make these connections, Shelley?
Pardon me?
Where did you make these connections? How did you come across these people?
Well, you know, the film took 5 years to make.
You meet a lot of people in 5 years.
I mean, was there like a first phone call you made? You know, like where did you start the process?
Yeah, well, actually, I started at the Baum Forum, which is Hillary Baum was, she's one of the founders of the Food Systems Network NYC, mm-hmm. and she was there on Monday night for our opening summer solstice evening, mm-hmm. and she held a forum 5 years ago called, you know, What's the Deal with Organic, or something like that, mm-hmm. and Urvashi, the lady from Consumers Union, mm-hmm. was actually there. And so she was really the first person I met in this world, and she was just so encouraging and really intrigued by my idea of a project. Mm-hmm. At that point, it wasn't really a project, it was an idea. And you know, it helped me, you know, I just did some initial, like, audio interviews with her, really, and then, you know, dove into some research. And the more I learned about it, the more I was like, wow, this is kind of complicated. And the majority of people don't really understand organic. And there's so much, you know, chatter on the internet about, you know, that it's, you know, greenwashing and it doesn't really mean anything. And that, you know, the corporate business has taken it over. And so there was kind of this accusatory tone out in the ether about its kind of nebulous meaning. And so I was really curious about that. And but the more I dove into it, and, you know, I knew that I needed to talk to the farmers, mm-hmm. and hear it from them, because they're the people who live this every day and work so hard to get healthy food onto our plates and chemicals out of our soils. And so that was really, I learned from them that, you know, it really is meaningful. And there's a lot of people who have worked for a really long time to make it meaningful. And, you know, it's our job as citizens to to really be responsible, be food citizens, and take that freedom with the due responsibility that it comes with.
So over this 5-year process, did the vision or did what you hope people would take away from the film change at all as you talked to these farmers and started to learn more about what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think in filmmaking, or especially in documentary, you know, things always, you never know what the story is going to be when you start out. Mm-hmm. And but you just know that, you know, people are interested and it's something that people care about. You know, food is a really intimate thing, and we all eat every day, and we put it right in our bodies and our families' bodies, and it really affects us in so many ways. I just, you know, it was something, and I think the passion of the farmers really inspired me. You know, that they haven't been deterred by difficult circumstances. I mean, they're even now, you know, the organic food and beverage sales are only 3% of the U.S. food sales in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Or, no, you know. And so it's just, they've been fighting an uphill battle for a really long time.
And what was the most surprising thing you learned in terms of what happens on the farm or in agriculture in general while making this film?
I think, you know, one of the surprising things to me was that I learned that organic agriculture is actually, not only does it make good sense in terms of being non-toxic, it makes a lot of sense in terms of, you know, being a solution to climate change. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, organic soils sequester carbon. They help retain water much better than chemically treated soils, and you know, that's a good thing for public health and for the planet.
Awesome. Well, Shelley, we're going to take a very quick music break, and then we're going to have you back. I want to know more about what you have planned for the future and what you think of some of these other food films. So we'll be right back after this break on The Farm Report on HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. Hooked it up, but later as I hit the dope, thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards.
Welcome back to The Farm Report on the Heritage Radio Network. That's one of my favorite songs right there. We actually are giving away 2 tickets to the Burger and Beer Bash at the New York City Food Film Festival. So if you guys want to call us up live,
hurry
at
up.
718-497-2128.
You want these tickets.
5th caller or 5th email. You can email us info@heritageradionetwork.com. And that opens up a question I wanted to ask you, Shelley. With this food film festival coming into New York, there's a lot of buzz about food films, obviously. And now, what do you think of this whole explosion of independent films about food? Is it something that threatens you, or are you inspired by it? Does it, you know, does it make you want to do something bigger? How do you feel about that all?
Well, I think it's awesome. Yeah. And actually, we are doing something bigger. We started Jimmy Carbone and Kathy Irway and Tim Lynch and I started Hungry Filmmakers.
Yeah.
It's a showcase every, I think we've been doing it kind of every 3 months at Anthology Film Archive, where we show 6 excerpts from films about food.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that it's documentaries that are either in production or recently released for the most part. We've shown some others also. But, you know, I think it's really important that all these, you know, on some level, the films, independent films, are really hard to make, and they're really hard to distribute. And so I think the sum of all of them can be greater than the parts. And so
totally.
If we kind of package them together and screen them together, hopefully a little bit of the message will trickle out to more people. And I think that's really important.
Well, and also with, you know, being able to show like six excerpts at one time, people are learning a little bit about, you know, six different issues probably.
Right.
Hopefully
they'll go out and support all six of those films also and learn more information about their productions and their release schedule and go out and see them when they do come out. And then also, you know, I think each film has a different voice and each film has a different thing to add to the conversation. And so, you know, there's not just one food film. There's, you know, food is a really broad subject and I think it's really great that that it's inspiring so many people.
Well, and you say you do it every couple months or every 3 months or
right now it's been every 3 months. It started in December. Then we had another one in February, and we had another one just in May.
And
so
I know I was there in May, and I was pretty, surprised to see that, you know, it was a really nice turnout. Have you noticed that more people are becoming interested and involved and showing up to see these films?
Yeah, I mean, we've sold out almost every single Hungry Filmmakers that we've had, which is really awesome to see the interest level and excitement. So yeah, and so far at What's Organic, we've drawn pretty big crowds both nights. So I encourage people to go out and support these films because, they have to be able to survive to bring these messages to you. So it's important to support them.
Well, what would you say to a skeptic, somebody who might be like, you know, see one food film, seen them all? How would you defend yourself to that guy?
I would say maybe they're just not interested. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, I don't. So far, every food film I've seen is different.
Right. Well, might not know if they're not in the loop and that they can't see very closely what, you know, what you guys are all about. The thought of a food film festival might seem strange to somebody who's foreign to that. And I think all these films are approaching different worlds, even, you know, not even just different topics. So
right,
you know, what,
yeah, and there's, you know, there's different food cultures all over the world and different ways of doing agriculture and different ways of, you know, there's different characters in the world. So I think, you know, it's like, do you want more friends or less friends, you know? I mean, there's something magical about every voice, I think.
So today is Wednesday, and you said Marty's coming in tonight. What do you have going on this week? You have another panel tonight and tomorrow?
So we have the folks from Grow NYC tonight and some other folks from New York State Ag institutions. And tomorrow night we're having a group of restaurateurs along with one urban farmer, Ian Marvey from Added Value, along with Jimmy Carbone of Jimmy 43, Carlos Suarez of Bobo Restaurant, Patrick Martins, our very own Patrick Martins from USA, and Elizabeth Melt. She's the director of sustainability at Mario Batali's restaurant, which is really a big deal that they have a director of sustainability.
It's huge.
They serve a lot of food, and then tomorrow night we're having, no, that's tomorrow night. Then Friday night we're having a group of more folks. I don't know if you want me to list them all.
Well, what's the focus on that panel?
Urban and rural, reconnecting urban and rural food systems. And we're going to have a benefit party for NOFA New York following that panel. And we'll have food from Gorzensky's Farm, beer from Walliver's Organic Beer, and some Shin Estate Vineyard biodynamic and organic wine. So that should be really fun.
And now who's coming?
And raffle prizes and whatnot.
Awesome. Well, who's coming to these panels, and how are they learning to come and listen to these people speak?
Oh, who's in the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's been a really great mix. You know, it's people, some people that I know, some old friends, but also some really new faces. And, you know, there was somebody who came last night who was, is part of, she helped run some sort of kids camp or something or other, and she's, you know, hasn't just recently gotten interested in these issues, and she wanted to know, you know, how does she get her friends excited about it?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because it's such an, you know, she's been, yeah, she's gotten it, but now she wants to spread the word, and you know, what's the most compelling way to get people inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And so Anna LaPay actually responded to that question and said, well, feed them, you know, and get a host a dinner and feed them some really good, you know, local organic food. And you know, I think that is a good point. You know, people respond to tastes and smells and conviviality and sharing.
And tell them the story behind it.
Yeah, and the stories. Yeah, the storytelling is really important.
Awesome. That's all really exciting.
Yeah, thanks.
So what do you have, what do you see happening in your career 5 years from now, say? Do you see yourself continuing along the same path, or do you have another project in the works, another five-year, you know, opus?
I live day to day.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Month to month, meal to meal, but... I think that I have started a new project. It's on the back burner right now, but it's actually started. It came out of some of my work with Organic, and I interviewed Joan Gussow for the movie, and it was, I felt like her story is kind of singular, so we didn't include that footage in the film, but it's actually, we put it on a DVD, you know, part of the interview as a DVD extra, so if anybody's interested in that, they can email me about buying the DVD.
She's great.
And then, yeah, so Joan Gussow is just, you know, she's a pioneer and a really intrepid spirit, so I'm, you know, honored to know her and call her my friend, and I'm really excited to do something, you know, a short piece about her work and her life.
Totally. Awesome. Yeah, she was on radio with us, and she's absolutely great. So
awesome.
Looking forward to seeing that. Well, do you have anything else that you want to promote? Are there any other events in the near future?
And where can we go to see maybe a trailer of your film?
The website of the movie is www.whatsorganicmovie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer is on there. There's information about our Screen and Green campaign. Actually, that's what I'm going to be doing for the next year. I do know that.
What's that
so
about?
We'll be partnering with nonprofits and companies and individuals throughout the country to host community screenings of What's Organic About Organic. And hopefully, you know, couple the screening with some sort of activity that's a volunteer activity or an awareness building, you know, exercise, and do something, you know, do the screenings of the film, but also add something to it so that it's not just a sedentary act of, you know, you come and you watch a movie, but you know, similar to what we're doing with our premiere this week in New York City, we're gonna do, you know, screenings and something else to get you engaged with the local stuff going on in your area around agriculture and food.
Well, I'll tell you, when I came to the Hungry Filmmakers event and I got your flyer, I realized then it was a packet of seeds, and I now have 5 flavors of organic basil growing in my windowsill. So
yeah,
you're doing something
yeah.
with your flyers too, and that's
yeah.
pretty awesome. So sharing
yeah.
the seed.
Yeah, I feel like it's really important to not just, you know, get the message, but that to then do something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough to just sit there and watch a movie. You know, hopefully you'll do that, but then also you'll be inspired and get active.
Definitely.
Now, hopefully some of that energy can translate into the rest of the filmmaking world.
Yeah, that would be fun, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for taking the time out. I know you're there now.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's
good
awesome.
Good luck with the rest of this week. We're really excited. You know, we hope we'll hear some more updates about your, you know, green screens, you know, over the next year and any upcoming projects. And definitely come by Roberta's and check out our studio. We've got our little farm above us where we're broadcasting from right now.
And I was there with Kathy Irway on Kathy Irway's show one time for a Hungry Filmmaker, but I think it was before you had the farm up there.
It was we were calling it a garden then, and
it's now a farm. So
we've graduated.
It's pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
It is. Cool. Well, have a great rest of your day. Good luck with the premiere, and we will be back next Wednesday for the Farm Report.
Oh. Yep. Go ahead.
Sorry, I forgot something.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The watermelons.
Watermelons.
We got the watermelons up from Florida for the premiere, and they're going to be served at several different restaurants: Per Se, Savoy, Otto, Casa Mano, and the cafe that's connected to the theater.
Wow! So if you want to try some of the organic watermelons that are featured in Shelley's film, definitely check out some of these restaurants that she just mentioned: Peter Hoffman's restaurants in Otto, and go check out her website, whatsorganicmovie.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Shelley, and thank you for listening to The Farm Report. Thank you, Dan Brian Dell. Thank you, Nat Wiener, for the worst music selections we've had on The Farm Report. We still love you. We'll be back next week at 5.
All right.
Peace.